Don Lanphier on tenor saxophone, and when he was done, he was done. Like the abrupt ending on that piece. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. What else can you do? Let it snow. Don Lanphier on tenor saxophone and a recording made back in 1989 with Jonathan Pugh on trumpet and Jeff Hay on trombone. Mark Seals was the pianist, Chuck Dierdorf bass, and Dean Hodges on drums. Opening our Jazz Northwest today here. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon as we survey the regional jazz scene. 88.5 KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. We'll continue here with a beautiful performance of a composition by Samantha Boshnak, played by the Boshnorchestra from the album Global Concertos. And this features Thomas Marriott on trumpet for this with this orchestra conducted by Joshua Cole. There is in the orchestra, Samantha Boshnak plays trumpet and flugelhorn, and there are two reed players, Chris Credit and Kevin Nortness, the latter heard on bass clarinet very prominently here in this piece, a string quartet with an extra cello, two double basses, and two percussionists make up Boshnorchestra. And this is Samantha Boshnak's Concerto for Jazz Trumpet featuring Thomas Marriott.
much more spicier. And we'll live and laugh and love till Christmas Day. Children everywhere are looking in the air at Christmas. Looking in the sky for Santa riding by. It's Christmas. We know it's here to stay. It's Christmas, Christmas today.
Greta Matassa singing a tune from her holiday album, And to All a Good Night. That was a song by one of our favorite Scottish composers. Duncan Lamont was the composer of that tune, It's Christmas, sung so nicely there by Greta Matassa, with Clipper Anderson on bass, Darren Clendenin sounding great on piano, Mark Ivester, the drummer, and Susan Pascal on marimba on It's Christmas by Duncan Lamont. And before that, beautiful concerto for jazz trumpet and beautiful playing from soloist Thomas Marriott on trumpet, with music composed by Samantha Boschnack and played by the Bashn Orchestra, from the album Global Concertos, Joshua Cole, the conductor. Beautiful job all the way around. 88.5 KNKX connects you to jazz, blues, and NPR news, and to events around the sound, too. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, the Jazz Police are going to be playing at Tula's. At 5 o'clock, Michael Powers begins a holiday tour with his holiday show playing at the Marine View Church north of Tacoma. Jose Gonzalez will be doing a Charlie Brown Christmas at Cornish Playhouse, and he has a new CD out we'll be hearing from, too. The Edmonds College Band plays at Tula's at 7:30 tonight as the one set leading into the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra, which plays the balance of the evening. Monday night, Brian Nova's jam continues at the Musiquarium, Mo Jazz Jam on Mondays at the Nectar Lounge, and Tuesdays at 6, the Mercer Island Jazz Choir will be performing at Crossroads Center in Bellevue as a free concert. Rick Van Dyke and Friends will be playing at Tula's on Tuesday night. Mike Stern Quartet opens at Jazz Alley, a two-night run Tuesday and Wednesday, and the Happy Orchestra plays at the Nectar Lounge. We'll have more highlights from the jazz calendar coming up in just a little while. The KNKX calendar connects you to events around the region. Here's music from Michael Powers, who is playing a concert at the Marine View Church today at 5, and then starts the Dukes tour, playing at Dukes Lake Union on Monday night, Dukes on Ruston Way in Tacoma on Tuesday, and Dukes at Alki Place in Seattle, West Seattle, on Thursday. Here is Michael Powers on guitar and his treatment of the song Deck the Halls, which he calls, appropriately, Deck the Halls, mon. Thank you. beautiful version of O Tannenbaum is played by Jose Juicy Gonzalez at the piano with Michael Marcus on bass and Matt Jorgensen on drums from a brand new album just out this season called Linus and Juicy, a holiday album with Jose Juicy Gonzalez Trio. And Jose Gonzalez Trio is going to be playing a Charlie Brown Christmas concert at Cornish Playhouse tonight at 6 o'clock. Michael Powers, heard before that from his Frosty the Blues Man album, which came out about 1995, I think it was, and we heard him doing Deck de Halls, man. Michael Powers is going to be playing at the Marine View Church today at 5 o'clock, and then a series of solo performances at 6 p.m. at various Duke's restaurant locations. Monday night at Lake Union, Tuesday at Ruston Way, Tacoma, and Thursday at Duke's Alki Beach in West Seattle. Michael Powers. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon. KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. And we have also on our calendar this Wednesday, the Uptown Lowdown Jazz Band is going to be playing a holiday program at Crossroads Center in Bellevue at 6 p.m., and the Bellevue College Jazz Ensemble, directed by Jim Sisko, will be playing at Tula's, and there's a jazz jam on Wednesdays at Paragon. Thursday, Kenny Mandel's Jazz Works will be at Couth Buzzard in the Greenwood area. Tipton Sax Quartet will be playing at the Royal Room. Sonando plays Latin music at Tula's. And the Blue Street Voices will be doing their holiday program at the Black and Tan Hall on Rainier Avenue South. Here's a little music from the new recording by Steve Griggs Ensemble, A Cup of Joe Brazil, dedicated to the late saxophonist and major figure on the jazz scene in the Seattle area through the 60s and 70s. His music was performed in a KNKX studio session. The Steve Griggs Ensemble played last Friday here on KNKX. The new recording just out, produced with the Jack Straw Artist Support Program, is available through stevegriggsmusic.com. This is the final piece, which comes from the album, which includes both narration telling Joe Brazil's story as well as original music by Steve Griggs, but this one is one that was written by Joe Brazil, and it concludes the album. It's a beautiful piece. Steve Griggs on tenor, Jay Thomas on trumpet, Susan Pascal on vibes, Phil Sparks bass, and Milo Peterson on drums play Joe Brazil's composition, I Try. Thank you. Little different treatment there of Leroy Anderson's evergreen Sleigh Ride with Anton Schwartz on tenor saxophone, Art Hirahara piano, John Watala bass, and Tim Bulkley on drums. Anton Schwartz San Francisco Quartet in this case. That comes from a holiday album called Holiday Time, Anton Schwartz Group. And before that, we were listening to a tune from the new Steve Griggs ensemble, A Cup of Joe Brazil. That was Joe Brazil's composition, I Try. Played by Steve Griggs on tenor sax, Jay Thomas, trumpet, Susan Pascal vibes, Phil Sparks bass, and Milo Peterson on drums. Like previous releases from Steve Griggs recently, a combination of narration and original music, this about the alto and tenor saxophonist who was active around Seattle in the 60s and 70s, Joe Brazil. You're listening to Jazz Northwest. KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. I want to mention a few things coming up next weekend. Gail Pettis will be singing at Tula's on Friday night, and Pearl Jangle will be playing at the North City Bistro. Mark Lewis and Karen Kajita will be playing at the Casa Mexico on the west side of the Sound. That's at 6 o'clock on Friday night. And Brigham Krause brings his string and reed quartet to the Chapel Performance Space in Seattle on Friday night at 8. And Saturday, Susan Pascal Quartet will be at Tula's, and the big event is the Duke Ellington Concert of Sacred Music, which takes place the 28th annual concert this year at Town Hall, 7:30 p.m. next Saturday night. Duke Ellington wrote three suites of sacred music, 1965, 1968, and 1973 they were debuted. The Seattle performances combine portions of all three of the sacred concerts, and the performance will take place on Saturday night at Town Hall with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and a 20-voice choir of the Northwest Chamber Chorus and two outstanding soloists, Nicole Vinay Eskridge and Dr. Stephen Newby, and the tap dancing finale with Alex Dugdale. And this has been taking place since 1988. A wonderful series of concerts, unbroken for 28 years, and always a major event on the Seattle holiday music calendar. Next Saturday night. Here is a piece which was taken from the live recordings of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra playing the sacred music of Duke Ellington. I'm happy to have had a hand in this. These concerts were recorded mostly in the University Christian Church between 2001-2005, and this particular performance that we were about to hear is one which was played at the Kirkland Performance Center. It's the instrumental version of Come Sunday. Beautiful performance with brief solos by Bill Anthony, Daniel Wickham, Thomas Marriott, Mark Taylor, and Vern Seelert. Come Sunday with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. A beautiful performance of Duke Ellington's music, borrowed from his earlier Black, Brown, and Beige, and made part of the Sacred Concerts that was come Sunday. The soloists included Bill Anthony, Daniel Wickham, Thomas Marriott, Mark Taylor, and Vern Seelert. Some of these same soloists will be with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra when they perform this music again, the 28th year of these annual concerts, presented next Saturday night, 7:30 at Town Hall. Usually pretty close to a sellout, so you'd be wise to get your tickets in advance if you can. We have time for just one more on today's Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, and this is a composition by guitarist Dave Peterson. It features Hans Teuber, the saxophonist. The rest of the group includes Jeff Johnson on bass and John Bishop on drums. It comes from a collection titled Winter, an Origin Records holiday collection, and the tune by Dave Peterson is Winter Waltz. Thank you. Beautiful playing by some of Seattle's most lyrical players. Hans Teuber, the alto saxophonist, Dave Peterson on guitar, and composer of that piece titled Winter Waltz. Jeff Johnson was the bass player and John Bishop on drums. That comes from a really nice Origin Records holiday collection titled Winter. And there's also a second one called The Cool Season, and that one featured Thomas Marriott and Bill Anschell. Hope you enjoyed our music here today on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. We're here every Sunday afternoon at this time to share the music and some of the sounds of Seattle with you. If you'd like to get in touch, you can always write to me at jim@hatchcover.co. That's C-O, not com. jim@hatchcover.co. We'd love to hear from you. And our programs are available as a podcast at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org.